16 minutes past the hour of 5. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome to the Smart Squad live on Radio Islam International on this beautiful Saturday afternoon going into the evening. The name is Numan Panchbaya, my co-host Hafiz Hanzala Hafiji, the man's behind the scene. Hafiz Hamad Hafiji as well as Brother Shuaib Haji, and inshallah we're going to be keeping you company up until 8 p.m. this evening. Uncle Faisal downstairs, and yes, inshallah we're going to be keeping you company no matter where you are. We would like to welcome one and all those that are listening to us on medium wave 1548. You might be listening to us on our satellite receivers, you might be listening to us on DSTV channel 826, or you might be listening to us on online platforms www.radioislam.co.za. Yes, the last program or evening program before the month of Ramadan, whereby next week we'll be on with you in the afternoons. But we're going to be speaking more about that. Lots of exciting stuff coming up on the Smart Squad, inshallah, during the month of Ramadan. You must have been following our social media platforms, and it's something we're going to be announcing just before 6 p.m. this evening, inshallah. Hafiz Hanzala Hafiji, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Numan, how are you doing on this lovely Saturday evening?
Alhamdulillah, I'm keeping well. Hope you are well. And yes, Ramadan preps underway.
Alhamdulillah, definitely can't complain. It's been a good day so far. And you're right, Numan. I think we're all looking forward to this blessed month of Ramadan. The hype, the excitement, the joy has already set in. And each one of us can definitely, say that Monday evening we'll be looking for the moon throughout the country, inshallah. And, during the week, you can already see that everything or the talks about Ramadan has been going on. Like, lots of people are focusing on, the number of hours we'll be fasting and the number of hours other countries are fasting. If you look at it for this, our country itself, South Africa, not bad. We're not doing, in terms of the number of hours we're going to be fasting, it's not so long. You know, some parts of the world I was looking at the other day, 19 hours and almost 30 minutes, 40 minutes. So it just goes to show that, alhamdulillah, we can't complain. Our fasts are not going to be long. And yes, we still, as we're moving closer to the month, the winter season, then our fasts are actually quite short. And I'm sure none of us will be feeling it in comparison to the northern hemisphere, where they're currently experiencing they're moving into their summer season.
Mm. Yeah, so I was actually seeing that on your status, Hafiz Hanzala. You had the time frames, and I said, was it Greenland that had the longest? About was it 20 hours?
Yeah, 19 hours and 50 something.
Sure, like 20-hour fast. The reward is great, but then imagine the time between iftar, tarawih, and seri. It all takes place in 4 hours, and then you have to now sleep again. Sure. But I think they might be used to it, because over the years, like, they were gradually trained towards it.
Yeah, that's true. Noman, I don't know if you actually saw the one post doing rounds. That they said that the next Ramadan that will come in the same, on the same day, in the same month, will take another 33 to 34 years from now.
Sure, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the opportunity to see that again, inshallah.
Ameen.
Yes, let's clue our listeners up with the context and, of course, the numbers to call. Our lines are back up and running. 011-854-1548. Hafiz Hamad Hafiji as well as Brother Shuaib Haji. Ready to take your calls. 011-854-1548. Our WhatsApp number, 072-786-1548. 072-786-1548. Understanding the huge task when it comes to answering calls and, of course, putting them on air on a weekly basis. We have two engineers in Hafiz Hanzala Hafiji, but the workload gets a bit too much for the engineers, for one person. So we request our listeners, inshallah, they can call 011-854-1548. If it's not Hafiz Hamad, then it's Brother Shaib that's going to be answering your calls. If you have requests, one of the two engineers, inshallah, will be loading your request onto the system. So it's all systems go on our side. We await your calls, inshallah. Hafiz Hanzala, it seems like they have to have a double up team there before they come on to our program shift.
Actually, I think, Numan, if you come to think about it, Ramadan is coming, and just preparing themselves for what to expect with various programs and Smart Squad being so busy. You know what, as Oman had mentioned that this Ramadan is going to be very different, a brand new concept being introduced, and something you definitely need to look forward to. And very shortly in the program, keep listening. We're going to be sharing with you what you can be expecting and how things are going to be different this Ramadan, understanding that the current situation, as we mentioned, doesn't allow us to be traveling and going to different towns and cities in the country. Therefore, we chose to stay local, but we're going to make sure it's going to hit and make waves throughout the country.
Yes, definitely, inshallah. So we really look forward to it, and of course we look forward to the interaction. So it's something for them to stay tuned. Just before Maghrib, we'll be announcing that around 10 to 6. We'll be telling you more about that. But right now, 21 minutes past the hour 5, our lines are open, our engineers are on standby, and of course our WhatsApp number 0727861548.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mustafa, Zahra ka baba, Nabi Nabi, Hasnain ka nana, Nabi Nabi, Kaabe ka jhumar, Nabi Nabi, Abr karam bhi nabi nabi, salwat salat mein nabi nabi, hijrat ki raat mein nabi nabi, har sachi baat mein nabi nabi, meri aankh ka tara nabi nabi, tu deen se baahir jo kar le, hai deen ke andar nabi nabi, nabi nabi, nabi nabi. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin. 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 Tadafa ujala hamara nabi, rahmate haq ka ala hamara nabi, jiska kaun mein koi tani nahi hai, wo jag se nirala hamara nabi. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aisha teri riwayat Quran padho, ye hai sare ka sara hamara nabi. Harf alfaz alfaz se aayate, aayaton se sipara hamara nabi. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin. 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 Aabi ko te piyenge to sirf isliye, humko dega piyana hamara nabi. Aabi ko te piyenge to sirf isliye, humko dega piyana hamara nabi. Wo fikro nigahe bashar se kahi hai buland aur bala hamara nabi. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin. 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 Jiski nisbat se ho jayenge paare gham, hai wo sacha hawala hamara nabi. نبي
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد
صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم
جو حلیم کی آغوش میں آ گیا جو حلیم کی آغوش میں آمینہ کا دلارا ہمارا نبی آمینہ کا دلارا ہمارا نبی بھولی بھٹکی ہوئی ساری مخلوق کو جس نے آ کے سوارا ہمارا نبی
اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد اللہم صلی علی سیدنا
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm Isaac Ayubi and you're listening to the Smart Squad on Radio Islam International.
Minutes past the hour of 5. Welcome back to Radio Islam International. It is a Smart Squad. Remember, lines are open 011-854-1548. Our WhatsApp number 072-786-1548. The countdown for Ramadan is on, and of course, we're going to be telling you the Smart Squad, inshallah, in a few minutes' time. But our engineers behind the scenes, Brother Shoaib and Hafiz Hamad, signaling to us that lines are getting busy. Let's take our caller. Caller, you are live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And who are we speaking to? Who are we
Zainab.
Saying? Che?
Zainab.
Zainab, mashallah. Is this Zainab Karodia?
Yes.
Okay, Zainab, tell us that you're calling us from Azadville.
On my way to Springs.
Oh, you're on your way to Springs, mashallah. So you're speaking to us from the car. Tell us, how's your Saturday been?
Alhamdulillah.
And how's Ramadan preparations? Are you ready for Ramadan? That's awesome stuff. Zainab Karodia, on her way to Springs from Azadville. Tell us, what are you going to be doing for us on the program?
Surah.
You want to read for us a surah? Go for it. Bismillah. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. MashaAllah, Zainab Karodia, very well recited. What nazm should we play for you?
Pyare Bachcho.
Pyare Bachcho. Okay, inshallah, we'll play that for you. Tell us, is your sister Juwaria going to speak?
Yes.
Okay, let's speak to her. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Juwaria, how are you? Alhamdulillah. I guess you're speaking to us from the car. Tell us, which area are you passing right now? Are you close to Springs already? Oh, okay, mashallah. Chwedia, tell us, what do you want to do for us on the program?
A message.
A message. Okay, go for it.
My nana, my mom, my daddy, my dad.
And your Khatija Masi? Is that all of them? Okay, Zakla for that message. Tell us what nazm should we play for you. Sweet Medina. Okay, inshallah, we'll play that for you. Jazakallah so much for your call, and we hope you have an awesome time in Springs. Assalamu alaikum. That was Zainab and Jwaira Karodia calling us from the car, yeah, while on their way to Springs. I guess they're going to the nanny's place. The nanny stays in Springs.
I think so, Ramah. Probably it's last weekend before Ramadan, dropping off the savories or the family members.
And maybe preparing and getting used to the iftar, because most of the people will be out and about in the during the school holidays. So yes, that's the Karodias. Let's take one more caller before we go to our in studio guest. Let's go to our next caller, Hafiz Anzala.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam. How are you doing?
Muhammad, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Tell us, how's Venda?
Hot.
How hot is it? Like maybe 50 degrees or 60 degrees?
No.
Oh, how much?
30 degrees.
Oh, 30 degrees. MashaAllah. Muhammad, tell us, are you ready for Ramadan?
Yes.
And are you going to be Imam or are you going to be leading Tarawih Salah? Or you're not going to read this year, next year, inshallah?
I'll be not imam.
Oh, you won't be imam. Okay, no problem. Inshallah, soon we're going to hear Maulana Muhammad from Venda. He's going to be reading for us very soon, inshallah, and his brother, Muhammad Afan. Tell us, Muhammad, what are you going to be doing for us on the program?
Read Quran.
You want to read Quran? Okay, but before you do that, tell us, what is your favorite savory you like in Ramadan?
Half moon.
Jee? Half moon. Oh, mashallah. And samosa haru lage?
Jee.
And pies?
Pies.
Cutlets?
No.
No, okay, no problem. Muhammad, he likes half moons. He says he wants to read for us surah. Go for it, bismillah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسماء والطارق وما أدراك ما الطارق النجم الثاقب كل نفس لما عليها حافظ فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق خلق من يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب إنه على وجعه لقادر يوم تبلى السرائر فما له من قوة ولا ناصر والسماء ذات الرجع والأرض ذات الصدع إنه لقول فصل وما هو بالهزل إنهم يكيدون كيدا وأكيد كيدا فمهل الكافرين أمهلهم رويدا صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Excellent recitation, Muhammad. And which Nazim do you want to listen to? Okay, we're going to ask our engineers to check the Nazim for you on the system. Jazakallah so much for your call. Assalamu alaikum. Afan wants to speak. No problem. Can we speak to him? Assalamu alaikum. Walaikum salam. Rahmatullah. Afan, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. How's your Saturday going?
Good.
Very good. And which savory do you like to eat in Ramadan?
Samosa.
Samosa. Mons, chicken, potatoes, cheese. Which one? Chicken?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Afan, are you also going to be reading Quran for us?
Yes.
Okay, not a problem. Before you read Quran, Noman is going to ask you something, right?
Muhammad Afan? Muhammad Afan?
Yes.
Magna Samosa Khadela?
No.
You must try it, okay?
Magna samosa?
Magna samosa. Okay, Mohamed Afan. Try Karwana, okay?
Yeah, mommy, yeah, mommy will make.
Oh, mommy banao hai, okay, inshallah. Mohamed Afan, what are you going to be doing for us? You're going to be reading? Okay, you can start. Bismillah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. JazakAllah so much for that recitation, Muhammad Afan. Tell me which nazm you want to listen to. Perfect. We're going to play that for you now in the shit break. JazakAllah so much for your call. We look forward to speaking to you in Ramadan. Allah give him shifa, inshallah, and he will be doing well very soon.
Inshallah.
I mean, inshallah, we speak to them next weekend.
Inshallah.
Remember asking your duas. Assalamu alaikum.
Muhammad Afan, bo khasi tatishete, inshallah, Allah pakine. Shalukane, sifape, inshallah. Yeah, I got a very heavy cough, you know, before he starts leading the Tarawih Salah, you know. He must have maybe honey water, inshallah.
Honey water actually works quite well in Ramadan, man.
Yeah, inshallah. Let's see. Maybe we should have just told the dead day. Try honey water.
I'm sure they already made a plan probably for that.
Yeah, maybe. So, yeah, we appreciate all the messages that have come through, of course. Nowadays, it seems like, you know, it's become a family show, like where the parents just come on, they tell us, you know, the child is maybe sick or the child has just completed. So everyone just, like, jumps into the discussion. And I think it's perfect. Remember, the kids call in, but if you want to say something that your child has achieved or your child, maybe they might be, your child might be a bit sick, request for duas, all of that, just come on, inshallah. It's a family discussion that takes place on the smartphone.
The program is so exciting, man. I think we come to realize that even the parents don't want to miss any opportunity to
to come on here. And speaking about that, in studio we have our guest, someone that just came back from the Zulu land, and he was here with us in the previous week, Avizanzala, and he told us that he's going for holiday. And now it so happened that he didn't come alone. He brought his brother with us, and his brother's sitting here like he's going to be reading for us two or three nights at once. I think you want to introduce them.
I think, you know, once when our listeners hear the voice, they will they definitely know who we're talking about. But very familiar, very synonymous to the mic, to the radio station. That's the Bismillah brothers, who come very regularly. To mention that the elder brother came after a very long time. I remember before he used to come when he was in primary school. I'm not sure why exactly he stopped coming, probably because now he's in Lens High, so he feels no home, and I can't go to the radio station because my teacher is there.
But I think this is all the better. You need to have, like, you know, where you say...
If I knew, I would have brought his papers with me.
Done. Yeah. Then at least we would have... If he doesn't sing, then we use that as a...
No, he said he did prepare something for us.
Oh, okay, mashallah. So we'll await that. But let's welcome the younger brother to the Smart Squad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Tell us, how was your holiday?
Alhamdulillah.
It was good. I got pictures about early on about your holiday trip. I see, was it a Lamborghini park there?
Yeah.
At Gateway. Was that at Gateway or where was that?
No, it was just by the hotel.
By the hotel? So yeah. Did they give you a ride in that Lamborghini?
No.
You should have just asked them, say, my uncle, just one.
No, they already went away.
Oh, okay, they went away. But tell us, what exactly did you do when you went there besides the beach, and what else did you do?
I went riding on bikes.
Right. So they're on the, just by the beach front?
Yeah.
Okay, what else?
For the bicycle shop, yes.
And? What else? Is that all?
What about the lack of food? Did you enjoy the chows?
Yeah.
What was your favorite?
Huh?
What was your favorite?
The breakfast.
Where did you... At the hotel or you
ate by Langeni.
Oh, at Langeni. Mm. Nice. And did you eat lekka?
Yeah.
Did you also take back to your hotel room?
No.
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 Okay.
I think they would catch you if they see you like taking the stuff there. But then you must just take, next time you must take some Tupperware as well, right? So then under, like, you just fun. That's all. You just stack up there. Tell us, did you have bunny chow? You had bunnies there?
No.
No, not chicken or mutton bunny? No.
No.
Okay, then it doesn't mean like a Durban trip that, huh? Okay, tell us, what are you going to be doing first on the program?
Surah.
You want to read for us a surah? Okay, while I look at some of the pictures that came through there, you can start. Bismillah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Suratul Adiyat. Bismillah. Wal adiyati dhabha fal muriyati qadha fal mughirati subha fa'atharna bihi naka fawasatna bihi jam'a innal insana li rabbi lakanur wa innahu ala thalika lashadir wa innahu li hubbi lkhayri lashadir afala ya'lamu idha buwathira ma fil kubur wa hussila ma fil sudur inna rabbahum bihim yawma idhilla khabir.
MashaAllah, Sadakallahu Nadim, very well recited there. And I'm seeing some pictures here. This picture here.
We dug a hole until we found water. We had to make steps to get out.
Did you see this one here, Vizanzala? They actually dug a hole on the beach.
Yeah.
Until they found water.
That's really excellent. You can see they went quite deep into the... on the beachfront there, Roman.
So,
a quick description to our listeners.
Now, I'm seeing like a huge hole there, and then, yeah, you see like water right at the bottom there.
How long did it take you?
It took us half an hour.
Half an hour? Did you guys have a spade, or you all just dug with your hands?
We bought a spade.
Oh, you bought a spade.
Only one, but then everyone else used the hands.
Oh, so were you using the spade?
Not everyone else.
Or everyone had a chance to use a spade. That's nice. So Nomande, actually, once when you finished playing around that area, did you close the hole or you left it open?
We had to close it because then my mommy said that someone will fall inside.
Yeah, that's true. So it was a good idea. Mm. You guys close the hole when you left.
I think maybe they can open up a borehole company now. What do you think?
No.
Yeah, you guys can, because they're good with finding water. So if you look at this image here,
It's
quite deep, and then you see the water right at the bottom. Imagine on the beach, who has time to like start digging right till the bottom?
Could you stand inside the hole perfectly? Was it so deep?
It was very deep. So
or even
the
ones deeper.
I jumped in.
You jumped in?
Yeah.
And were you covered in the hole?
No.
No. Okay.
Okay, so let's see. Does another one to read for us something there? Vizansala, your student, what do you think?
I think Oman, he said he's not prepared right now, but it's okay as long as he came to pay us a visit. I'm sure in Ramadan he'll come and pay us a visit again when the holiday sets in. His brother that side is telling him, no, what? Why are you? You must read. You must read something. I can see the small brothers pushing and forcing him. But it's okay, not a problem, Oman. I don't think he's ready to read today.
Okay, no problem, inshallah. But we'll keep this against him. And the next time he has to come and recite for us two things, I think, at once. To cover up for both times.
Yeah, that's actually a brilliant idea. He said he's going to come often to radio, and I think every time he comes, he's going to have something prepared for us.
Inshallah. Jazakallah to the Bismillah brothers for coming through to the station, and we hope, inshallah, that you have an awesome Ramadan. Enjoy the chip straws. We remember that.
I'll bring for you in Ramadan.
Lekker. So between 2 and 4 p.m.
today.
Between 2 and 4 p.m. we'll just have someone here to just tell our listeners how it is, you know. Sometimes you can just taste
it. No, you can break your fast.
Oh. Okay, Jazakallah so much for that, and we hope, inshallah, to see you in Ramadan, okay?
Okay.
And there's something coming up exciting. We're going to say it's a competition, so you must apply for it, right? On your way home now, just listen. We're going to be mentioning it to our listeners as to what's coming up in Ramadan on the Smart Squad, okay? Yeah. Deal. Jazakallah so much for that. It's 16 minutes, or rather now 15 minutes to the hour of 6. We're going to go for a nasheed break. When we come back, the big news we announce on the Smart Squad. Stay tuned.
Ramadan, Ramadan.
Allahumma پر یہ بڑا احسان ہے زندگی میں پھر عطا ہم کو کیا رمضان ہے
Assalamu alaikum, it's your brother Zain Bika and you're listening to the Smart Squad only on Radio Islam International.
But I'll see the colors of the cotton candy sky again.
13 minutes to the hour of 6. Welcome back to the Smart Squad on Radio Islam International. You're hearing Ramadan Nasheeds. Yes, as the mood sets in for the holy month, for the blessed month of Ramadan, huge preparations underway here in Radio Islam International to bring to you a riveting broadcast, inshallah, this coming Ramadan 1442. And yes, we're all preparing and just to make sure that, inshallah, you have an awesome time listening in to your favorite station. And of course, the Smart Squad, as we've mentioned, are going to be on from 2 to 4 p.m. I'm just going to read a message coming through from Maulana Muhammad saying, Assalamu alaikum. Hashtag Smart Squad team. Hope you guys are all well. Alhamdulillah, we are Maulana. Let me wish you a blessed Ramadan in advance. As always, I love your show big time. Let me request a nasheed of Ilyas Mao, The Wonder, please, from Maulana Muhammad in Venda, but listening from the Northwest, saying Northwest weather is different from Venda weather. Jazakallah so much for that, Maulana, and we're going to go through all the different messages, inshallah, the riddles that are coming through. We appreciate all the messages, and remember, we'll be on with you for quite a while this evening. Okay, so as we've mentioned, and as we promised a bit earlier, we're going to be mentioning to you some big news, as we would say, coming up on the Smart Squad this Ramadan, inshallah. And before we go ahead, take a listen to the promo for what's in store.
This is no child's play. This Ramadan, the Smart Squad just got smarter. Listen in as we take smart to another level. Children between the ages of 9 to 12 stand a chance to vie with one another in an on-air 60-second quiz to bank themselves 5,000 rand in a tax-free investment with Al Baraka Bank. If you have what it takes to stash the cash, then register now on Radio Islam's website, www.radioislam.org.za, and you could get a call from us to compete in the quiz. Tune in Saturdays from 2 to 4 p.m.
Yes, level up. That's what's coming up, inshallah, this Ramadan on the Smart Squad. The competition name called Level Up. We're taking it up another level, inshallah. If you between the age of 9 and 12, then you need to apply on Radio Islam's website. Go to radioislam.org.za and you'll see a banner on the top saying Level Up Competition. Fill in the necessary details and await a call from us, inshallah. You stand a chance of taking part in this year's Ramadan 1442 quiz called Level Up, and the grand prize, Hafiz Hanzala, 5,000 rands. 5,000 rands in a tax-free investment account with Al Baraka Bank.
That's correct, man. I think everyone looking forward to this big man because, you know, we understand after a very, very long time, as we can say, something totally different. And, you know, alhamdulillah with our managers here at Radio Islam, we got this approval and the go-ahead to take it to the next level. And we're definitely looking forward for our little ones to be joining us on this our big occasion. And inshallah, you know, if you go on the website, you're going to see all the necessary information regarding this competition that will be taking place. And I think you definitely have what it takes to be joining us, participating, and also being one of to be the grand winner for this competition. At the same time, we understand, you know, we always look at it how we can make the program better, how we can improve and make sure our little ones are never left out. And I think definitely this is the day where we can say, inshallah, our little ones are going to be participating and joining us on this.
Yes, definitely. And we just want to request our listeners, please don't get confused with the other quiz that is with the schools, all for one school quiz. That will be on the school side, Maakara as well as Maasuhay will be conducting that quiz. But the one for the Smart Squad is called Level Up. You'll see a red colored banner on Radio Islam's website. And once you click on the banner, then you'll be filling in the necessary details. Please ask your parents or someone that's older, someone that has a phone, maybe someone that has a laptop. They can try and assist you with that and fill in all the details, all the required details. And then, yeah, you're in the draw there to stand a chance to take part in this competition. And it's going to be a quiz based on Islamiyat as well as general knowledge. Here and there, we'll put in some spelling, those kind of things. So be prepared, inshallah. And remember, it's only for kids between the age of 9 and 12. If you're between 9 and 12, you're going to go to the website, fill in the details, and then you stand a chance of taking part in this competition. And then the grand prize right at the end. Remember, every week we're going to be having four participants taking part in the quiz. And then whoever's the winner in that week goes through to the final weekend of Ramadan. So if, for example, there's four people taking part today, then the one that has the highest points will go through to the final weekend. And in the final weekend, they'll be vying with one another to win 5,000 rands in a cash, in a tax-free investment account with Al Baraka Bank. And we appreciate that from Al Baraka's side as well. Jazakallah so much to them for sponsoring that huge prize there. Something to look forward to. If I was between 9 and 12, Hafiz Insala, definitely I would take part. Sure. 5,000 rands. I think we can get quite a bit, Hafiz Insala, when it comes to with 5,000 rands.
Yeah, correct, Noman. I think, you know, we understand if you're starting with 5,000 rand as a child winning between the age of 9 and 12, that's definitely something to look forward to. And in today's time, 5,000 rand is a lot of money. You can definitely tell that 5,000 rand, maybe if you're sitting in an investment account, you're taking it out after a couple of years down the line, that amount will definitely grow a lot. And, you know, knowing that it's tax-free Islamic account, we're definitely grateful and thankful to Al Baraka.
So if you won the 5,000 Hafiz Anzala and you were that age, what would you do? Okay, like by the time you can now take that out, right?
Oh,
so
correct.
It will maybe by the time you're 18. But say you had 5,000 at that age, what would you do with it? Would you just put it aside?
I think, Noman, you put me on a spot. I really can't think of anything at this point in time. Probably I wouldn't use the money knowing that. You know, it's a big amount, something I would use it in a very fruitful way, something that would be more rewarding, something that would grow, or I really can't actually think on what exactly it would be. But, man, if you had the choice, what would you do with the 5,000, right?
I would put it away. Because at that age, you don't need anything. So you know, it's like your parents are like paying for everything at that point of your life. So rather you keep it for those rainy days.
That is true, Noman, and lots of people would agree with you that, you know, as a child between the age of 9 and 12, you definitely don't need any money, so why not save it? And imagine after 5, 6, or whenever it is, whenever you decide to pull the money out, it's going to be even much more, it will grow to a decent amount, and I think you're going to be even more happy to look forward to it because you know that money you won maybe how many years ago.
So a reminder for those that are just tuning tuning in. Level Up competition coming up, inshallah, this Ramadan on the Smart Squad. Every week we're going to be having four participants taking part in the quiz. And it's going to be a 60-second quiz based on general knowledge, Islamiyat. Yeah, and they will throw in some laughter kind of questions. And you can take part in that. Remember, the person with the highest score will be going through to the final weekend of Ramadan, where the winners of the previous weeks will be taking part in it. And then the final winner will be getting that 5,000 rands tax-free investment account with Al Baraka Bank. So that's really a huge prize to look forward to. So those parents that are listening in, don't hold back. Apply for your young ones there. If you're a kid, go and tell your parents, you know what, apply me. Go onto Radio Islam's website. Please apply for me. Put in my details. Whatever is required there. Put in the contact details, the ID numbers as required, the parents' details, alternative contact details. So we have everything with us. And then from that list, that whoever applies, we're going to be choosing, inshallah, through a random selection process which will be used. And thereafter, we'll be calling certain individuals if their name is chosen from our online generator. And remember, that's going to be all done externally, Hafiz Hanzala. So our entire responsibility will be to get in touch with them to see if they have the ability to take part in the quiz before they come on air next weekend on Saturday, inshallah.
That's correct, Noman, and I think you've put it out very clearly as to how the process will be taking place in order to be participating on the quiz itself before you actually come on air. Remember, you just need to fill in all the necessary details as Noman has outlined. The rest will be taken care of. Inshallah, you expect a call from us. You prepare yourself and you remember that get yourself ready as much as you can and... In terms of the quiz itself, from your side, once when you've participated and inshallah, once when you get the highest score, you will already qualify to be in the final weekend of Ramadan.
Definitely, inshallah. Remember, there's always terms and conditions, and we're going to be saying it out from now, Hafiz Hanzala, that if you are taking part in another quiz, then you will not be given the chance to take part in this quiz. Remember, it will only be one quiz that you can take part, or one competition you can take part, understanding Radio Islam's policy that we're giving everyone a chance to take part, you know, and when it comes to family members, maybe we can be one family member that can take part in a quiz, or it can be one family. Yeah, so we're making that clear, inshallah. We will be repeating our terms and conditions after Maghrib, inshallah. It's 2 minutes to the hour of six. We're going to play some of the requests. Remember, the Smart Squad continues this evening because we're going up next week to 2 to 4 p.m., we're going to give our listeners more chance. So this weekend, we're on from 5, and we're going to take the Smart Squad right up until 8 p.m. We're going to take your calls as well. And WhatsApp number will be 0727861548. I see quite a bit of messages coming through, but we will be going through that after Maghrib. Please stay tuned to Radio Islam International. The world is our community.